Amen. Thank God for that song, by the inspiration of Daddy's Bible. Boy, what a blessing it is to be able to look down through the tattered pages of your dad's Bible and had that opportunity to do that. Boy, I appreciate my dad. Appreciate the love that he had for the Word of God. And the memories, Brother Ed, that I always recall when I look at Daddy's Bible. When I look at the times he spent studying that precious book. Time he spent teaching from that precious book. Many times I didn't understand maybe the preciousness of it until after it done passed away. Then I look each and every day and get as each year passes by, Brother Perry gets more precious. Just to see that precious book, to just see the things that he instilled, the love that he had for that precious Word of God. And can I say this today? May we as dads that are still alive, we that have children, we that have grandchildren, may we too, amen, when our time to go comes, and maybe our sons and our daughters and their grandchildren can look at this precious Bible that I've tried to preach for many years and recall those many memories, recall those many messages, recall those many times, and we've tried our best to guide people through the precious Word of God. What a great privilege. And can I say to all the dads that are in your land today, help us, Lord, to spend time in our Bible. Help us to allow our children to see the love that we have for the precious Word of God. That when it comes our time to go, they can take that precious book that we once held and remember those wonderful times. Those times that we've studied, those times we've tried to instill the truth and the principles of the precious Word of God. And that's one thing that we need to do today as dads, is to instill and to preach and to teach, amen, and to admonish in the precious Word of God, the very truths that are written within this precious book. Can I say it is the most precious book? It is the book, amen. That's what the word, the Bible, Bibliothea, is what the Hebrew word is, amen. It simply means the book. It ain't just a book. Brother, I'm glad, Brother, thank God, Mike, it is the book, the precious Word of God. Turn with us, if we would, just for a little while, the book of Matthew, chapter number 6. I want to read just a few verses and bring to you just a quick thought, right, quick light. The Lord would have us to bring to you, and with the time that we've got left on the broadcast this morning, book of Matthew, chapter number 6. We see it begin reading in verse number, I believe it is, verse number 9, read down through verse number 15. The Word of God says this: After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Amen. I want to look here. Many of you know what this passage of Scripture is all about. It is the Lord's Prayer. It is where the disciples looked to the Lord Jesus Christ and asked a statement, said, Listen, Lord, you teach us to pray. And he was part of the Sermon on the Mount that the Lord Jesus himself was delivering to his disciples. Amen. As he was knew that his ministry was showing, knew that it wouldn't be long for he would be carried away to back to heaven. He was instructing them on how what they needed to do and how they needed to pray and how they needed to live and walk and live. But we see here, this is a model. Many folks, church folks know it as a model of the Lord's Prayer. But I want to look just the first part, maybe the first verse of that passage of Scripture, bring a thought with you to you this morning. Hey, man, simply this. The Bible says this in verse number 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites. Amen. Excuse me. Hey, man, verse 5 says, When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have the reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetition, as the heathen do. for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. As he began to admonish his disciples and tell them, don't you be like the hypocrite. Don't be like those that stand on the street corners and pray very eloquent prayers so that they can be heard of men. But I said, when you pray, you go into your closets. And here is the manner. How we see in verse number 9 through verse number 13. He talks about the Lord's Prayer. It is not a prayer that I've seen some churches, amen, I'd simply pray that prayer all the time. And that's all right, but it's not to be took like that. It is took to be as a pattern in how we need to pray. But I'm interested in that first part of it where it said this. He said here in verse number 9, after this manner therefore, pray ye. I want to look at the first part of that. It said, our Father which art in heaven. Our Father which art in heaven. Now I want to look upon just that phrase here this morning. I know this being Father's Day. Amen. No better time could we speak upon this topic than it is today. But it said, our Father which is in heaven. I want to look here, first of all, amen, in this passage of Scripture we see, amen, a father-son relationship. Can I say today there is no better father that we can ever have than our Heavenly Father. Amen. The Bible tells us one part. Jesus said, call no man upon this earth father. You have but one father, and that is your Heavenly Father. I never forget what my daddy told me many years ago. Amen. When we was growing up, amen, we'd come to Father's Day, and amen, we called him Father. He looked at us and said, son, don't you call me father. I'm not your father. I'm your daddy. You've got one father. That is your Heavenly Father. I'm so glad, thank God, that has stuck with me. Why? Because there is no greater father can we have than our Heavenly Father. Amen. Can I say, I know I'm speaking a lot of folk up in real in this morning. Amen. Maybe your dad wasn't, amen, maybe a churchgoer. Maybe your dad wasn't a Christian. Maybe your dad, amen, didn't treat you in a way that you felt like you should have treated. Maybe he wasn't that model dad that many folks have. But can I say today, there is no greater dad, there is no greater father that we can have than our Heavenly Father. He is the one that knows how to love us because he is love. Amen. He can't do nothing. Amen, Brother Ed, but love us. Why? Because that is part of his attribute. He cannot do anything more than help us. Why? Because that is his character to help his children. I like what it said there. He said, our Father. Amen. Jesus told the disciples, I want you to understand, here is the model. You need to realize, first of all, the Father that you have in heaven. Our Father which is in heaven. I'm glad, thank God. Amen. For that precious Heavenly Father. There is no one like him. And there is no one that we can turn to. Amen. If you look in this passage of Scripture on the Sermon on the Mount, you'll find seven times in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus worded the phrase, your Father. Amen. In a reference to our Lord and in reference to God himself. Amen. Seven times that word seven. In a number of completing it. In other words, he was simply telling them, listen, amen, you need to realize, amen, who he is and realize who you are. Amen, that statement plainly puts that in perspective. It said, our Father, first of all, who is our. He was talking to his disciples. He was talking to those that have been saved by the grace of God. Those that have put their trust in Jesus Christ. Those, amen, that had admonished God and through faith acknowledged that God was their Heavenly Father. He said, here's where you need to pray. You need to pray to him as a son would talk to daddy. Our Father. Thank God he ain't just the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But thank God he's my Father. He's your Father. Those that have been saved by the grace of God. We belong to him. He's ours. And thank God, what a great, no greater privilege, no greater opportunity. I need to look up and say, our Father. You may say, preacher, my dad's gone. My dad is. He's up in heaven. Now, I can't talk to my dad. Amen, but I can talk to my father. I can't talk to my daddy. Oh, but I can talk to my father. Yes, why? Because my Father, which is in heaven. I am his son. Thank God, even though, amen, I may not physically see him face to face, but thank God, through the eye of faith, I can behold him each and every day. Through the eyes of the Word of God, I can behold him. Through the eyes of time spent on my knees in prayer, I can behold him. Thank God, Brother Glenn, I'm glad. Thank God, I have a Father, amen, that I can talk to. A Father that I know looking down on me. A Father that loves me. A Father that provides his own son, that I might have life and I might have it more abundantly. Can I tell you, I've been ready on that today. You have a Father. If you don't know God as your Lord, hey, all you got to do is bow on your face, cry out to him, say, Lord, be most of me a sinner. Come into my heart, and you can know that Father in the same way that I do. Our Father. While the Pharisees, Jesus would deal with them there in his earthly ministry, and they would begin to talk about, hey man, we have our father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But I'm glad, thank God, Brother Ed, Brother Brian, it's not that I got to look to Abraham and Isaac as my father, but I can look straight to the very source of my fatherhood. I can look very, very to the fact that he's mine and I'm his. Thank God, I'm glad I'm a part of the family of God. I thank God I have the privilege, I have the precious possession of having a Father that I can talk to, a Father that understands, a Father that cares, amen, a Father that I can call on, that I know that will be there to help me in my moments of struggling, in my moments of weakness, in my moments of trials, in the storms, in the valleys. Thank God my Father is right there with me. He said, I'll never leave, and I will be with you always, even to the end. I'm glad he is my father. But I like what he said. He said, our Father, which is in heaven. I like what he said, what that means. You say, preacher, what does that mean? You see, our Father is not earthly, but our Father is heavenly. Our Father is divine. Our Father is all-powerful. Our Father is not, amen, bound by the laws of this land. Our Father, don't give me, our Father is not bound by, amen, the powers of this land or of this planet. Thank God, his powers are far above what this world knows. His power is far above what man knows. His power and his authority is throughout the whole universe. That's why I can say, my Father, which art in heaven. Amen. I have a heavenly Father. I have a divine Father. I have an all-powerful Father. I have a Father. Amen. It's not bound by man, not bound by the world. Hey, but he's bound by himself and bound by his word. And his word is true. Thank God. Preacher, what binds your father? His word. His word, Brother Brian, binds him. He cannot be any different than what his word he says. He is, amen, he is love. He is compassion. He is all-powerful. He is all-omniscient. He is all-knowing. I'm talking about my daddy. I'm talking about my father. Thank God there ain't nothing he don't know. There ain't a storm that he don't know that ain't coming. There ain't a trial that's coming my way that he don't know about. Why? Because he's my father. Let me ask you a question as we go off the air. Do you know my dad? I'm not talking about Raymond Moore. But I'm saying, do you know my father? My heavenly father. One that created this world. Preacher, how can I know him? You can know him through his son. You can know him through the Lord Jesus Christ and a relationship that he provided for you called the way of salvation. That's the way that you can come to know the Father. Back to Nantra at this time.